Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of some of the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we are going to finish talking about the Crumblies, who are the parents of the 15-year-old youngster who was charged with the shootings at the Michigan school, killing four people. And they were nabbed last night in Detroit, hiding inside a warehouse, an abandoned warehouse, apparently. Their vehicle was spotted. And, oh, by the way, they were giving a reward at the time. They were giving a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction. So somebody may be in line for that. Now, what I want to talk about with you is the reason that they were sought at being charged for involuntary manslaughter is probably because of what the wife tweeted.
Well, it doesn't begin and end with what the wife had texted the son, mm-hmm. The mother. It doesn't end and start there. The father and the son actually bought the weapon together on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And things spiraled out of control essentially after that. This boy had some issues. The parents knew that. The parents were actually at the school 2 hours before the shooting even occurred,
mm-hmm.
for issues that the school was trying to address with the parents. There was lots of things that were on, I think, his Instagram page that were some indications that there things were spiraling south with the boy.
Mm-hmm.
There were things apparently in a journal or some kind of a notebook. There's many more things that are pieces of evidence. Now, law enforcement, not law enforcement, the district attorney has mm-hmm. also not dismiss the notion that they could also charge the school. And because the boy had some issues and the school kept saying that there wasn't reason for taking further disciplinary action.
Right.
Well, we might find out here that there's some
yeah.
negligence that's going on there, too.
And one other thing before I have to go to the caller here that we've got on the line, we've got Bagham and Bob waiting, is the fact that this boy did have this gun and the ammunition in his backpack in his school locker because there were no metal detectors there.
Well, yeah. Not every school has metal detectors.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Bagham and Bob. Okay there, Mr. Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was just reading on Denise's channel there, thefounderscode.com, about U.S. How would U.S. respond to a Chinese attack? Because I don't think Biden would do anything. And the second thing, and maybe she could respond to this after the break, because I know the break's coming up pretty quick. What powers and abilities would DeSantis' quick response force have? And would they be trained or just strictly for emergency aid and recovery of a disaster type thing? All right, that's it.
All right, well, let me do the second one first because that's real easy. We have something called CERT, Community Emergency Response Team. What he's doing is he's expanding upon the state CERT team and giving them a little bit more authority than what they currently have because they do not have law enforcement or police powers, and they're going to expand on that. So go ahead, Denise.
23 states have what DeSantis is proposing already.
Yep.
And he's doing what is known as, he's calling it the Florida State
militia.
Guard.
Yeah.
Well, no, the left is calling it a militia.
Right.
And it's not. It's not that at all. This is purely volunteer. In fact, my husband was a member of what is known as the Georgia Defense Force when we lived in Atlanta.
Right.
And this is simply an augmentation, all volunteer, no pay, but there is some training, and they are called upon to do certain things. And, for instance, if there is a big, huge, and he did do this, there was a big, huge Georgia-Florida football game in Athens.
Yep.
And they would be called upon to go to other buildings on campus, and they would assign to these buildings so some of these students just don't break into the buildings and they either rob them or terrorize them or loot them or they're in there smoking pot. So in Florida, it's done for hurricanes.
Yeah, hold that thought, and I've been through that in Florida, so I can address that personally as to what we've done. Plus, I'm an instructor for the CERT program. All right, hold on. We're coming right back with Moa.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All right, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And before I go back to Denise Simon, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently, they happen to be the second largest insurer of all things in the United States of America. And they insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, and they will either give you the name of the insurance agency office to get a hold of, closest to you, or you can get a quote right there on the web. By the way, they'll also give you a quote not only for the car or the truck that you're driving, but coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And don't forget, when you bundle it all together with your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance policy, you'll save even more money. So, get it done. Geico.com. Check them out. G-E-I-C-O.com. All right. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's finish answering Bagamon Bob's question.
Yeah, so what this essentially does is it's an all-volunteer force. They will be given training, and the assignments can necessarily go all kinds of places, but they have no medical or assignments, if you will, that would cause them to essentially act as EMTs, but they have some medical knowledge, but that's really about it. This is just to add more personnel to help out law enforcement, to help out emergency management. You know, it's got It's like Louisiana, whether they have the Cajun Navy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So these are just situations here where they can be called upon just to be additional human resources where they may be needed.
Yeah, and some people may remember.
It's a very worthy thing.
Right.
My husband thoroughly enjoyed it when he did it in Georgia.
And some people may remember the old civil defense. This is similar to that, a division of that. All right,
Florida used to have it.
Yeah, they did.
Years ago.
You know who blew it up? The Cubans. they went and they took their training in the Everglades and got involved in explosives and all sorts of stuff, and that ended it. All right, hold on a second. All right, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, I'd like an answer to his first question in regards to Biden's lack of response in case that China did happen to invade us. But also, up in Canada, from what I understand, there's a contingent of Chinese military training going on up there. And I'm only like 3 hours south of that to get into, you know, if they were to come down and be into the capital affair of New York and Albany, but even further south. But anyway, and the other thing is about Glenn Youngkin's 180 on his stance, as I spoke with you last week, that in regards to unmasking students. Especially in elementary school, he's going to leave that up to the school boards.
Highest local authority.
Is that an indication that this might be, like, as I said, Democrats infiltrating the GOP? Have we been played again in regards to this guy being elected governor
of
Virginia?
All right. First of all, the Virginia thing first. The governor has gone to what's called highest local authority, leaving it up to the locals, which is probably where it should have been to begin with, you think?
It's called federalism.
Right.
And states really, at one point, and it was designed this way, have supreme power over the federal government. And all you have to do is go back to the founding documents. And all these years, we have to fault ourselves, have allowed Democrat leaders in Congress to destroy federalism. And, you know, we have a responsibility to education. And, all, you know, a lot of things, all politics are supposed to be local. Anyway. Now, let me help you with that. There was a time that, yes, the Canada was had an interesting contingency of Chinese in country.
Yep.
That was a short-term contract. Doesn't mean that it wasn't dangerous. But if I'm not mistaken, though, that was a short-term contract, and that's over with.
It's over.
I could be very wrong. May have secretly done it again, but I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge. You're right.
I don't believe that the Chinese are going to, air quote, attack us and then some kind of a ground invasion. Mm-hmm. It would be much more of a hybrid thing, meaning I think we're already experiencing it, if for nothing else, all things pandemic, but I also think it would be in the cyber realm. So,
yeah.
I hope I covered everything he asked.
We had one more thing to say for Backgammon Bob, didn't we, or did we?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Well, let's just assume we did that.
I hope I covered it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did. Now, Nevada became the first state to officially impose a surcharge, which is a tax of sorts, on unvaccinated state workers to the tune of $55 a month to cover their testing.
That's going to be challenged in court. That's really a completely outrageous thing to do. So they can put that out there, but I think that it's going to be a short-lived thing. I mean, it's completely, completely outrageous.
Now, the Los Angeles County Sheriff agrees in part with Jen Psaki's comment about the pandemic encouraging the smash and grab since masks allow the thieves to hide their identities. Well, yeah.
Right. Well, that's the only part that all things pandemic play in the smash and grab. But mm-hmm. her answer was the most ridiculous answer that I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. When Ducey asked her about the president's position, she actually didn't say it was the president's position. She actually answered it like it was her position.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody needs to be challenging how she answers some of these questions, because it's as though she's running the White House and not him. But, you know, then again, that could be true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The smash and grab thing is, it's a coordinated, it's organized crime. It's planned and so forth over social media. I think I'd be calling in all things social media, including the new CEO of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be saying, hey, what's your role in this? And if you don't know, how come you don't know? Because they're playing a very large role in this.
Well, Christine just chimed in here and sent me a message. Can't someone use cell phone tracking to figure out who was there at the smash and grab? Well, of course, but who do you track?
Yeah, I mean, you can, but you can – if they're using Telegram, or if they're using Signal or some other encryption,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty difficult. But I think that they're using private message or messenger on Facebook too. So I'd be asking a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because every now and then you get those group messages like I do, and I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Somebody throws something in there, and boy, whose conversation is this?
Well, they have these clues and these signals that they use. Same thing was done with Black Lives Matter. That was coordinated the same way. So this is not a new phenomenon.
Now, the CDC published a new rule restricting travel into the U.S., requiring a negative COVID test within one day of arrival.
Well, I would say this. A rule is not law.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody needs to be
challenging.
Yes. A rule is not law.
Well, enjoy your weekend and enjoy your new house guests, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
All right. Thanks.
All righty. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I will be right back with the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the accused Oxford, Michigan high school shooter missed their arraignment, and a manhunt is now on. Michigan prosecutors filed manslaughter charges, saying that Ethan Crumley's parents acted with negligence.
Gun ownership is a right, and with that right comes great responsibility.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents had been told about worrisome conduct by their son. She said Crumley's mother sent her son a text message that said, "You have to learn not to get caught." Police are now trying to locate the Kremleys, even though their attorneys say they will still come to an arraignment. There are now at least 23 cases of the Omicron variant in 10 different states. Scientists in South Africa now say evidence is suggesting that the variant can overcome the immunity protection even more than the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's be real. The onslaught of critical race theory, Joe Biden's open borders, and the approved criminal activities are just part of the concerted effort to literally destroy our wonderful republic. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The people who consider it criminal to defend yourself from being murdered by thugs are the same dregs of society who condone and sometimes participate in thuggish activities like burglarizing department stores, smashing car windows, and, of course, the ongoing record-breaking number of urban black Americans shooting their fellow black citizens for target practice, especially on weekends. Of course, the legions of American thugs like Antifa and BLM members, along with the crooked leftist politicians, are engaging together in a concerted effort to literally bring to an end our unique, exceptional nation way of life. There are real solutions to this madness, including standing united under providential guidance, my friends. Against such madness, we can win. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. Find out where via theronedwards.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. He's on my program live on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'm on his program live Tuesday afternoons at about 3:15 to about 3:30. Now, Constitutional Grounds brings you the Ron Edwards Notebook. And I will tell you that all you got to do is go to the website, theronedwards.com, and take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's right there. and utilize the code, promo code RE20, for a 20% discount on your order of Constitutional Grounds coffee there. Now, it's the coffee that you're going to want in your cup, because I'm going to, I just took a sip of my iced coffee, and I'm drinking it right now. And I like it because there's no acidity to it. Lots of coffee, you know, that you get involved in, and it's acidic, and it's just like, bleh, why am I drinking this? But anyway, it is what it is. Now, I want to address the Transportation Department Secretary, Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg. I started to talk about him last hour, and I didn't really finish what the point I was trying to make. Now, we have very high gasoline prices, the highest they've been in many, many years. And they shouldn't be as high as they are right now, because gasoline took a dive late last week of 29 cents a gallon. And the wholesale price of gasoline right now is down to $1.95 a gallon. Now, that cost of gasoline dropped 29 cents. But we're not seeing it at the pump. And they're all excited about, oh, well, Joe Biden dropped the price 2 cents a gallon. Bah. That's nothing compared to what it should be if you're paying attention to what is going on every day with the commodities market and watching the price of gasoline, diesel, natural gas, and all that, which is what I do, so I can understand where we're going with pump prices. But high gasoline prices have hit the working class families of America hard, all of them. Everybody, regardless of income, and contributed to the highest inflation rate in about 30 years. Now, Pete Buttigieg, who is the transportation secretary, told MSNBC in an interview that fuel prices won't matter when everybody drives an electric vehicle. And he just laughed off the concerns of the people. Well, what Buttigieg failed to explain is how he's going to be able to supply sufficient electricity to charge tens of millions of personal vehicles, such as states like California, who already cannot meet the demand for electricity for normal household use, let alone the demand produced from millions of electronic vehicles. They have to have blackouts and brownouts from time to time. What happens if you got your car plugged into a charging center somewhere and you're trying to go on to complete your trip and they turn the power off? Now what? Now, decades of pressure to end fossil fuel energy production have created a brittle electrical infrastructure, to say the least, while years of promises to create green energy production on a similar scale have gone unfulfilled. They talk about it, they haven't done it, and they can't do it. Now, what happens when we shift the demand from highly scalable and dynamically priced gasoline and diesel to the price and source regulated grid of electricity? It'll be a replay of the current supply chain crisis, but this time it's going to be on steroids. Think about it. They can't do what they say they're going to do. They can't do it. Oh, well. Onward and upward. By the way, folks, right now, my partners here at Salem Tampa are involved in an important campaign, and we're helping them with their efforts here at the Captain's America Third Watch. If you know anything about the Middle East, and if you've listened to this program, you probably do, you know that amongst everything that's happening over there in the Middle East is a big, big humanitarian crisis going on in Lebanon. Now, that's because many of their people, about 82% right now, are living in absurd poverty. And it's real poverty, folks. Nothing like what you've seen over here in America, the people that complain about. Now, add to that about 2 million refugees from the Syrian war, and you've got a really desperate situation going on. Now, many of you might say, well, why should I care about that? Well, because they're people just like you and me. And because they need help and there's no one to help them. Now, yeah, they can get a dollar here, a dollar there, but Heart for Lebanon is one of those organizations that's been on the ground for years there in Syria, and they've combated this great need with even greater love, and they do it through the generous donations from people who care. And if you'd like to support their efforts, and I hope that you would, you can click on the banner at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Or if you'd rather do it over the phone, you can call them toll free at 888-247-5499. That's 888-247-5499. And I want to thank you for helping them and for helping us to help them. Some things in life are just a little bit more important than others. That's one of them. Because, again, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. Okay, moving along. Jim Jordan from Ohio, congressman from Ohio, has said that the federal vaccination database that's been proposed is a pretty scary proposition. Now, legislation passed earlier this week to fund a federal vaccination database, particularly when one considers the issues behind the surveillance of Americans, you should be concerned because of who will have this information and what they're going to do with it. Are they going to use it to blacklist or blackball people that haven't been vaccinated? Probably. Probably. Are there certain places you won't be able to go? Yeah. Movie theater? Maybe. Athletic events? Maybe. The bowling alley? Maybe. They certainly are going to give an effort to do it, and we'll see where all of this goes. By the way, speaking of movie theaters, I did mention it. About half of the moviegoers over the past year are not going back to the theaters. They're not going back to the movie theaters, about half of them. Attendance is down that far from where it was before the pandemic. They're renting movies, they're doing Netflix, they're doing all that sort of stuff. So we'll see. And by the way, I found out yesterday that vaccine makers could make an Omicron-specific booster soon and have it out on the market by March. We'll see what happens. You're stuck with boosters for life, shots for life. Watch and see. That's what they've done to us. Oh, well. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, that's over on Facebook if you want to get in on the Captain's Army or the Captain's America Third Watch fan page. All that's over there. So you can sign up and figure out the different things that we're doing. And I want to mention to everybody that we have a great relationship with Moss Nissan. Of course, Moss Nissan's got a number of dealerships, and they're building a brand new one in Brooksville, Florida. It ought to be open in about 2 months, is what I'm hearing, and we'll be up there for the grand opening, and we'll be spending a fair amount of time up there in Brooksville to say howdy, howdy to all our great listeners up there. And we're expanding with a signal up there in the backyard in Brooksville. Now, I'm not going to say anything other than that, and I won't make the announcement official until it becomes official. And we're also expanding with a signal over to the east here in Florida. And again, I won't say anything about that until that becomes official, but I'm just letting the cat partially out of the bag. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from my buddy Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. We have a person that's going to come down and pick up a vehicle with her son, and I'm going to be going up there for that. Don't know what day yet. They haven't told me, but they will, and then I'll let you know when I'm going to be there. And it's amazing to me how they constantly get customers from all over the panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, and Tampa Bay. But that's not where it stops. They get people to come down from the East Coast, the upper part of the Midwest, Michigan, Minnesota, Canada. Yep, Canada. As well as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, where a father actually drove his daughter's car over to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, traded it in, got her the brand new car she wanted because she'd seen it advertised there, and took it down to where she was going to school in Tampa. That's a fact. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service because their goal is to be whatever it takes to be the best in the country. And it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, they're the home, original home, exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. That means active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get tremendous discounts on your vehicle. They've got a big selection of vehicles, new and pre-owned. A lot of vehicles that have come off lease, too. They have the full warranty with them. And don't forget, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that. If your vehicle's in good shape and you want to trade it in, you'll be shocked when you find out it's worth about 25% more now than it was when you thought it was. You can upgrade your ride now, or they'll even buy your vehicle from you if you want to do that. So, with locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the new store, the new retail dealership coming up in Brooksville soon, you got plenty to choose from. Now, you can check them out online first at mossnissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll get some extra special white gloves treatment when you do that. Now, I got a surprise because John said that I should change my theme song to this song. And I said, no, I've been Ride Captain Ride ever since the show started, and I've had permission from Blues Image to do that. But this is something that he wanted to hear. So guess what? I'm going to play the whole thing.
Greater than this land, America.
listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, that was my buddy, Bobby Palermo, who I haven't seen in a while. Now, he had some issues where he had throat trouble and lost his voice for a while and couldn't sing. And I think he's back to where he's probably 75 to 80%. I don't believe he's 100% yet. But we played that song over and over and over and over and over again back in 2016. And we actually did get it played at a Trump rally here in Tampa. And the Trump people had it. They were given the CD. They played it one time. And it never got played again. Don't know why, but it never got played again. And we have that, and I was asked if I would play that, and I did, so there you go. Now, will I play it again? Probably. Will I play it on a regular basis? I'm not sure. It depends, because everything we do is contingent to what's going on with the news. And on the weekend edition, we have a little different way of doing things. We try to combine the stories during the week, and obviously we had a breaking story tonight in the middle of the broadcast. They arrested the parents of the Michigan school shooter, and they're going to bring them back to Oxford, Michigan, to be arraigned this morning, Saturday morning, as I speak, at 9 a.m. So that was a big news. Well, I'm going to be over at Mission Barbecue today. And hopefully everything will be fine over that away. Keep in mind that it is what it is. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we certainly hope that you'll get a chance to stop by and say howdy, howdy. But in the meantime, I'll be back Monday morning, 2 a.m., with more. God.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.